So, for tonight's encouragement talk, I wanted to start by sharing a couple of cartoons. The first one is a pattern of mind that might be familiar to you. A woman is walking through what appears to be Central Park. And she's thinking to herself the lyrics while strolling through the park one day in the merry, merry month of, wait a minute, it can't be May already. That's absurd. Oh my God, the summer's almost over. I might as well be dead. And this is the mind overrun by thought. This is the mind bound by thoughts. This other way of encountering ourselves is illustrated in this cartoon, which shows two homeless people, but I think they might be home leavers, followers of the clouds and water path, like us. And one of them says to the other, then I thought, hey, hold on a minute. Maybe failure is an option. And this is a very, very important point. When failing is all we can do, the thing to do in that moment is fail. We don't have the choice to not be having the experience we are in fact having. We don't have the option of having the mind we wish we had, that we would have if we were better, that we did have yesterday when we really were doing good zazen. We have this mind. And recognizing that, see, and for me, I started this retreat with a great deal of anxiety around, among other things, being a jisha for the first time in 7 years, and all of the details that I needed to remember. And then I was sitting there on my cushion going over these in my head and worrying, what if I forget people? What if I go in the wrong order? What if I don't remember when to go out? And then I notice, worrying. Recognize, discerning what is there. So I spent some time trying to remember how to do zazen. I was sitting there and I knew I used to know. But man, I've got nothing but just this confused mind. Confusion. When we recognize what is arising as what is arising, that is the whole game. This is what it means when we say in Tori Zenji's song, or Tori Zenji's Bodhisattva vow, now on each flash of thought, a lotus flower appears, and on each flower, a Buddha. Each flash of thought is not a barrier to the zazen we ought to be experiencing. Each flash of thought is not a thing to be endured or seen through. Each flash of thought is the universe conveying itself, luminously, floweringly to us. And when we see that, see the thought as just itself, not some special insight about the thought, that is the Buddha appearing to us. On each flash of thought. Often the flashes of my thoughts are fears, confusion, trying, striving, trying to do zazen, trying to do shikantaza. It's not in a category that is reached by our trying. But nor does our trying bar the way. Each thought, each moment is the Dharma gate. The only Dharma gate we can enter is the one that has arisen in this moment. There is no other Dharma gate for us ever. There is no state of mind any of us can experience here in the Zendo, outside of the Zendo, that is not it. The downside is that there's no thought that any of us can experience that is it. Thinking I'm doing really good zazen now. Stories. In the story of Monk Ming and the sixth ancestor, this is the robe that cannot be picked up. The robe of the true Dharma cannot be picked up. That's the trying to see through this is what cannot move the robe. But we all wear the vast robe of liberation. That has nothing to do with the mere content of your mind. And so, right now, leaving aside understand, don't understand, calm mind, quiet mind, see it, don't see it, good, evil, leaving aside all that, what is your true face? And please remember, failure is an option.